Welcome to Happy Hour. Happy Wednesday, everybody. Sean Campbell here at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Adam will be along shortly because it's NFL draft, NHL draft day. And as we all know, the NHL draft is probably the biggest week certainly for Adam on this radio program all year. And we've got plenty of stuff to do regarding that. I know he's been following a lot of certainly a lot more so than I, a lot of the guys who could potentially be available for the Wings at 9 and 17 tonight. Of course, we've got the Alex DeBrincat rumor that will not go away, that we'll have to address later on here in the show. The Tigers right now, though, it's just one thing after another with this team. They're just utterly snake bit. Matt Boyd's done for the season. He's going to have Tommy John. He's probably going to miss a good chunk of next year. And then the team responds by going out and just getting blown out by the Texas Rangers. So give credit to Matt Manning. He came back. He got 4 strikeouts in his return to the team. But all in all, things not going great for Jordan. Manning ended up giving up 2 earned runs in his 5 2/3 innings. Chase and Shreve went out there and gave up the tying run. And then there's the guy they just called up to replace Boyd in the lineup. A name I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce for you because it's just so, like, I feel bad. It's, you know, part Polish, I should be able to pronounce this thing, but that just ain't happening. But this kid, he comes in, and already he's up to an 864 ERA after his 1/3 of an inning of relief in which he basically blew the game for you. Like, it was ugly. There's no two ways around it. And if you're going to make up any kind of ground in catching up to Minnesota, that performance is going to have to improve. Although, when you're taxing your bullpen the way that this team has been lately, and they've kind of had to because with all the injuries and everything else, and they've basically had to do scheduled bullpen days because you just don't have enough starting pitching to get this thing, you know, to get it done. You don't have enough starting pitching to fill out a rotation. These are the kind of things that unfortunately happen. The problem is you're taxing your bullpen to the point where they're just not able to do it for you. Luckily for you, the Braves continue to do your work for you and steamroll the Twins every night. So just thank your lucky stars right now that Atlanta's doing work for you and maybe come back and do something tonight. Anyway, a lot of stuff to do today. Right now, here is the latest from Rancid. Tomorrow Never Comes. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Team Impala, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell, and tonight's the big night.
Yep.
Your favorite time of the year.
I wonder what the Vegas odds are that the Wings are going to use that 17th pick.
I wonder if that's something you can put odds on.
Oh, you can bet on anything.
Man, I'll try and find that for you, but we have.
Yeah, I'm not really looking for, not really interested, but I think he's going to move it.
I tend to think so too.
If all the stars align for that,
DeBrincat thing,
Alex DeBrincat trade, I think Stevie's going to pull the trigger. I just hope it doesn't cost us a first round pick next year too. But I mean, if DeBrincat is able to keep up his production the way he's been doing on garbage teams like Chicago and Ottawa, maybe it bodes well for the Wings. We will soon find out. Eiserman was quoted as saying it was a very forward-heavy group this year.
Yeah.
I'm not hearing too many big names, though. I mean, you've got Fernelli, and you've got Connor Bedard, and there's another cat's name.
There's a kid out of Russia, apparently, that has been very highly discussed.
Right. But other than that, it wasn't like 2 years ago where it was just like we were having drag out arguments in the studio. I want this guy because it was so deep. But not so much this year.
Yeah, not quite the same case. And it's really why I'm entirely fine if we end up trading away at least one of those draft picks. Also, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm not gonna be disappointed if we trade away either one of the seconds this year. Because we have, 25 of them, and then
I think we have the whole second round.
Or Boston's first round next year. It's not like we're not going to still have a pick in the first round.
That's true. And in fact, the way Boston plays, it'd probably be a high first round pick.
Right. So it basically will be a second round pick.
Yeah, you're not wrong. I mean, they could walk away with the 32nd pick in the NHL draft.
It's entirely possible. Could at least be as high as 30. Let's not start. I'm not willing to give them a Stanley Cup yet or anything, but God, I don't want them to win it. But
yeah, you know they're going to be in the conversation for at least another two seasons until, you know, Bergeron hangs them up.
I'm surprised that he's not already. Well, has he officially announced that he's not, that he's coming back for another season?
He hasn't, but I mean, the guy just won a Selke, and he's consistent, so he's probably going to keep going. He probably thinks about hanging him up, and then he looks at that paycheck. He's like, all right, let's do this again. Let's keep going.
Yeah, that always helps.
It's a big decision maker. Oh, man, I really want to kind of spend the winters, you know, hanging around the family. And then you hear the kids screaming. You're like, you know what? Let's go on the road. I think we're playing Vegas this week.
Right. But yeah, there's nothing that really gets me particularly excited. Unless Matvei Mishkov falls to number nine. Because that sounds like, from everything I've read, that this is a kid who was going to be not ready right away. He's probably, you know, 2 years up, but when he comes in, he's going to be an impact player almost immediately.
Good.
From the sounds of this thing. At least that's the hope, certainly. But I don't know ultimately if... I'm kind of hoping that maybe Mishkov falls to us at nine, just because everyone's so weird about the whole Russian thing right now.
Oh, you think that's gonna have anything to do with it?
I mean, you saw who it kept from getting in the Hockey Hall of Fame this year.
Yeah.
The league is being really weird when it comes to Russian players or potential Russian players lately. I fully expect that there are going to be teams that pass on him because of where he's from.
Maybe, but it's not like Mishkov is out there, you know, hey, let's invade Ukraine, everybody. Come on. Let's get in the pickup truck. We're going to Ukraine.
Also, Mishkov's under contract for 3 more years to the KHL.
Oh, God. Is he really?
Yeah.
So,
but by the time he gets here, he's going to be like one of the top 50 players in the league from what the scouting reports are saying. Now, to be fair, I mean, a lot of the scouting reports are, you know, scouts aren't getting as much opportunity to see him in person because countries have imposed travel restrictions to Russia.
Yeah, we're just taking their word for it. He scored 400 goals in one period.
Like,
just take our word for it, okay, bud?
Yeah, like, it's almost like you've got, it's almost like you're back with the Soviets and just how hard it was to evaluate talent then because you weren't getting to see them outside of, like, international tourneys and, you know, whatever, fit, tape and whatnot. Like, you weren't getting to evaluate guys in person.
That reminds me of the form of the Russian Five when Jimmy Devolano was our GM. And all the other GMs say, why are you wasting a draft pick on Sergei Fedorov? He's never going to be able to play in the United States. And lo and behold.
He sure was.
I mean, he did. He wasted a couple draft picks on Konstantinov and Fedorov. And it was a big gamble. So if anybody knows the value of a good Russian player, it's the Detroit Red Wings. And I don't think Yzerman is going to let something like world politics get in the way of that.
I don't think so either.
My only hang-up is I've never been a big fan of the KHL. I just don't – players go there. They don't come out and produce like teams that are play for, like, say, the Swedish Elite League.
Well, mostly the guys in KHL aren't getting drafted out of the KHL into the NHL. But this one, you know, he was that good at that young of an age. That's the case. And Mishkov's still young yet. I mean, he'll only be 21 years old in 2026, which you'll remember that's when Kaprizov was only 21 when he made his debut for the Wild.
Right.
And I don't think anyone's going to say that dude wasn't worth the wait.
No, definitely. And, I mean, the Wings have been known to over-ripen their players. So it's for every Zetterberg, every Datsyuk you see, you've got, you know, guys that take some time.
Well, yeah.
Jakob Kindles and, you know,
Well,
those kind of players.
Yeah, but this guy doesn't seem like he's going to be, you know, a Jakob Kindle level player. Like, it seems like he's going to be a little bit better than that.
Well, Jakob Kindle was supposed to be. I mean, he was one of the first Wings first round draft picks they had in years, and then, but yeah, he did. He's a defenseman. He did his job, sort of. And
sort
just,
of.
Yeah, he just didn't pan out.
He did his job,
more
sort
like
of.
A Thomas Yurko. Thomas Yurko was supposed to be the guy, the man. So all those,
and then that never really panned out
he,
at all.
It never blossomed. I don't even know if he. I don't think he's in the league anymore.
I don't think so. I think he's probably been gone for a year or two. Because didn't he got taken in an expansion draft, didn't he?
He got traded to... Chicago.
Or I'm thinking a different Thomas, aren't I?
Yeah.
I'm thinking Nosek. Okay, that's
right.
Yeah,
Thomas Nosek, yeah. We've had a lot of Tomases.
Yes. Funny how that works.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm hoping that the current state of things is going to force Mishkov down the down in the draft order a little bit and let the Wings steal him at 9.
Hey, I'm all for it.
I'm fine with it. Otherwise, and actually still, even if you do, go get me to bring it. We'll talk about that whole thing coming up here in a little bit. It is Happy Hour. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. There's Johnny with Adios. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. It is Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. We've been talking all week about the Alex DeBrincat rumors.
Yes.
Where he might end up here in Detroit if Stevie plays his draft picks right.
Yeah.
And all that said, I feel like we're both in agreement on this show that between going out and making a move with that 17th draft pick and actually making both of your picks at 9-17, we'd probably prefer the move, correct?
Yeah. I mean, keep that 9th pick, move that 17th, get DeBrincat in here, and give this team a chance to win, maybe even crack the playoffs.
Like, so I guess that's my next question. Do you think, A, this team's making the playoffs this season? Do you think that should be the expectation after 5 years of, you know, Yzerman trying to rebuild this thing?
Yeah, I think it's time. You're going to see Marco Kasper getting more ice time. You've got, I think we still have David Perron on there. He did a great job for us last year. You've got Larkin, really. I mean, he's in his prime now. He's officially been in his prime. You've got tighter defense with Mo Sider back there. You got Lucas Raymond.
Yeah.
I think making the playoffs is a reasonable expectations. Now, if they draw Tampa Bay as a dance partner, I don't see him going very far. But
well, no,
it's. I think
I don't think anybody's expecting that.
I think missing the playoffs, we've done it, we've seen it. It's time to, it's time to progress.
Yeah. So if you haven't made the playoffs at the end of 5 years of the rebuild, are you starting to question the Iser plan at that point a little bit?
I'm definitely not giving him a pass like I have been. Like, we've all kind of had romanticized the captain coming back and everything else. But
oh, certainly.
I mean, we cannot say that we haven't seen progress. We're definitely better off than we were 5 years ago. Every season, whether it's through the draft, free agent signings, the goal differential coming down, adding more wins, we've seen progression. It's been a slower uptick,
a very slow progression
than we were hoping, but there has been progression.
No, there's definitely been progression. It unfortunately, it's been a little slower than we've liked, but man, I feel like people are going to start getting a bit impatient after if we get to the end of year 5 and you're not actually at least in the playoffs.
Yeah,
like that seems like a reasonable expectation at this point. At least to me, it does.
I would think that if, I mean, we did go through a coaching change in there, but I would think that if Yzerman was looking at a GM that didn't get us in the playoffs after 5 years, he would start thinking about making a move.
I tend to think that too. Like, and I don't mean this to suggest he's going to do anything rash if, you know, things don't go that way. Like, he's going to start making panic moves to get, because obviously, and this is seemed to me readily apparent from the get-go, he knows his job's safe. He knows that there's basically nothing he's going to do in the next 3 years to get himself fired from here.
Chris Ilitch is not that stupid. He's not going to be canny. How would you like to be
the guy who cans a franchise legend? God, I couldn't imagine.
Yeah, there's certain sports figures that can't pay for a cup of coffee in town. This guy wouldn't be able to show his face.
Right. He'd have to watch himself leaving the stadium, leaving the LCA. Like, guarantee you that.
Yeah, he'd have to have a tunnel built so he can go under that surface parking lot and get to his car.
Yeah, there's no way. Like, they would never do it. But even knowing that, which, you know, has to be nice for him having that commitment, that stability up at the, you know, to the top level of the organization. But as far as the fans go, like, I feel like people are going to start, like, I feel like it's already kind of starting a little bit where the natives are getting restless.
Yeah.
A tad bit.
Yeah. No, I mean, and they have a good right to it. I mean, the people think that we should be Stanley Cup contenders right now. You guys are high and you need to sit down before you fall down. But I think people saying that we should at least be in the talks of playoffs, they're not being unreasonable.
I don't think so either. I don't think that's unreasonable to at least suggest that you should be making the playoffs this season. Like, 5 years is enough time to have, for a competent GM to have, you know, properly rebuilt a team like this.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to lay it all on the feet of Jeff Blashill, but I'm kind of going to go ahead and do that. We did have a rough time because not a lot of people, including the players, had any faith in his coaching. Derek Lalonde, I'm the jury's still out on him. We've only seen him for one season, so maybe we see things progress. I know that we had a lot of distractions last season with injuries, and then you had Verana. He's in the lineup. He's out of the lineup. He's in the lineup. He's out of the lineup. He's players' assistance programs. Blah blah blah.
Yeah, those things certainly don't help any.
No, then you had Bertuzzi. Will he sign? Will he won't sign? That was a big distraction. Eisenman was just like, well, let's solve this right now. Trade you.
Yeah, he doesn't traditionally mess around when it comes to these things.
No. So I think the team is in a good place. You've got, this will be Mo Sider's third or fourth season, something like that. This will be Raymond's third. Then you've got Marco Casper coming in there. You got Simon Edvinson, Soderblom having his sophomore year. So we'll see. There was also talk about, would they be willing to package Soderblom or Edvinson with Zadina to get DeBrincat? And, I mean, if it happens, it happens. But, man.
I'm not really big on the idea of packaging actual prospects to make this happen. Like, that sounds a lot less appealing to me. Like, the draft picks, okay, I'm fine with that. Because, yeah. I mean, we don't know who those guys would even be or if right. they're going to pan out to anything. Like, I feel like with the guys we currently have, I would really hate to trade those cats away.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's kind of the way I'm feeling too. Zadina, we've talked about that. I think it's a nice little consolation prize for Ottawa, and maybe he'll excel in Ottawa. What nationality is this cat? He's Czech Republic, isn't he? Okay, he's not French-Canadian. I was just going to say he'd be more at home in Ottawa. But it just hasn't panned out here, so it kind of, I mean, I'm not gonna say good riddance, but you know, I think it makes sense.
But you're kind of thinking,
kind about of, it. Yeah. I mean, the guy's just
kind of maybe a little bit,
yeah, just a little bit. Never seen me backpedal so quickly, have you?
No, I sure haven't. That's an entertaining new feature for sure.
What are you riding on, a unicycle, you prick?
Yeah, it amuses me all the same, really.
Yeah.
Well, there will probably be plenty more draft talk, hockey talk, whatever this afternoon right now. Here is Smith at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Soundgarden at your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He's Adam Hairhawk. I'm Sean Cantwell. We haven't done a good Am I the A-hole in a hot minute.
No, we have not.
And I've got a couple pretty good ones over here today.
Well, I got pretty lit up last night, so I'm feeling feisty. So I'm already saying, yes, you are the A-hole.
Sounds good to me. So the first one is, am I the A-hole for preferring an adult trip over one for kids? He's a 30-year-old dude. She's a 29-year-old woman. My girlfriend, Tara, works in healthcare and makes about six figures a year. She's been saving a little bit of money out of each paycheck since she started working at 15 for what she decided would be her, quote, stupid money, essentially money she couldn't spend on anything practical and had to be something fun. The rule she set was she had to spend the money when she was 30. I know all this because she's brought it up pretty often over the 3 years we've been together. Honestly, I've been excited to see what she'd do with all the money she saved. Today, she came over and told me she had something exciting to tell me. She had decided what to do with this money. The grand plan she had come up with was a Disney trip, which initially I was like, okay, whatever. Her family lived near there when she was growing up. I understand her wanting to use some of the money for a few days there. But she wasn't just talking about just going to Disney World. Her grand plan for spending the money she's been saving for almost 15 years was to do all the Disneylands in the world. Tokyo, California, Paris, and apparently there's one or two in China as well. She asked me what I thought, and I had to be honest, the conversation went something like this. Quote, this sounds like a trip a seven-year-old would plan. Do you seriously want to waste your money on that? What do you mean? It would be so fun. For a seven-year-old, you could spend part of your money on a trip to Disney World or whatever, but I would really rather be going somewhere those for adults and actually had some kind of culture. Well, we wouldn't just be going to the parks. We'd spend a few days in each of the cities, too. I then had to tell her that made no sense. Take Tokyo, for example. She's planning on spending 3 days in the Disney park and 4 days in Tokyo proper, one of the greatest cities in the world, and she wanted to waste almost half her time at an overpriced theme park. We argued back and forth for a while, and she ended up leaving. She called me a few hours later to tell me if I didn't want to go, she was going to take her sister as a high school graduation present, but I was being an a-hole about the trip she had planned for us. I feel like she might be the a-hole for trying to take me on a trip, but I may be the a-hole for being honest and telling her I thought her idea was kind of ridiculous for an adult.
First of all, I don't know any seven-year-old that could afford that kind of trip. Talking about her friend, has been wanting to do this, saved up all that money. And if she wants to include the writer, you know, I think that the writer should be, instead of knocking down her idea, should be impressed. If she doesn't want to go, she doesn't have to go. She doesn't have to tear her down.
He doesn't want to go. It's her boyfriend.
Oh, okay. If he doesn't want to go, then he should just say, I don't want to go. It doesn't sound like it'd be anything for me. So you go, have a nice time. Instead of tearing it down and trying to control her and saying, that's something a seven-year-old would do. This is what she wanted. She's been saving her money up for. Let her do it.
Look, while on some level, I agree to an extent with the writer, this sounds really stupid. This sounds like, what kind of adult wants to spend like all this time at Disney World? I think Disney adults are weird. You're still an a-hole because this is her thing and she wants to do it and she saved her own money to do it. Let her do it and don't try and be don't be an a-hole. Like, oh, this sounds like a trip a seven-year-old would plan. Like, you're being a total a-hole.
First
dude.
Of all, Disney, the whole corporation, whether it's Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Europe, or whatever, Disney Russia, Disney understands that it's not just for kids. Disney's no longer just for kids anymore because, I mean, they're for the people who like Marvel, Star Wars, all that stuff. But they also have, like, fine dining options. They also have this going on. And if you're talking about spending four... when they say 4 days proper in Tokyo, are they saying like 3 days and then 4 days, so 7 days total in Tokyo?
Maybe.
If that's the case, 4 days and let her have 3 days in Disneyland.
3 days in Disneyland and in one Disneyland seems a bit excessive to me, but my trip.
I think so too. I went to Disney World in Florida back in 1982. I was eight. And I think I would enjoy it more now, but
yeah,
certainly when Joey gets older, I'll probably take him and really piss off the stepkids. We've never taken him to Disneyland, but hey,
you just really rub it in that Joey's the favorite.
That's not right. I mean, they have a dad who won't let us take him out of state. So there's that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's see.
Control. Maybe he wrote this. No.
Right.
Yeah, I just think it sounds like she's making options to. I mean, you're basically touring the world on her dime. And the one thing is, you got to spend some time around a big 7 foot tall mouse. I mean, deal with it. I mean, just shut up and deal with it.
Or don't go, I guess.
Or don't go. You know? Then, you know, you have to see pictures of her with, you know, the guy who's dressed up like Gaston from Beauty and the Beast. Like, oh, man. Oh, geez. What have I done? Next thing you know. yeah. Next thing you know, she's all over the world. She's like, hey, it's a small world after all.
Yeah, I mean.
They call my boobs Magic Mountains.
Oh, good Lord. But, yeah, like, don't come down on her and be a jerk about it. Like, because that's kind of exactly what you did here. And even though, like, okay, yeah, because I wouldn't necessarily want to go on this trip either. Like, there's, like, I don't, like, you're talking literally this huge trip where you're going to be spending, like, she's talking 3 days per Disney park. Like, that. You're talking about spending a whole 2 weeks out of your year basically at Disney World. Like that sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like something I'd be. I mean, one day, sure.
Even more so for me because I hate children.
Yeah, right. I would have a good time, but yeah, 3 days and it's a little excessive. But again, it's not our money. It's not our trip. It's her money. It's her trip. It's what she wants to do. And so, is he the a-hole? I say yes,
absolutely. Like, if you don't want to go, decline the offer and just be done with it. Just don't. It's not a requirement that you be an absolute just jerk about it.
Right.
Let's do one more of these, shall we?
We shall.
And another pretty good one here. For the last 14 months, I've been driving one of my coworkers to and from work. She only lives a mile up the road from me and is on the way, so I've never asked her for a dime or accepted when she's offered me money. From my perspective, I'm going there either way, and her overall household expenses are higher than my own, so it felt like the right thing to do. Over the weekend, my car went to the shop. I told my coworker I wouldn't be available to give her a ride Monday or Tuesday. She said it wasn't a problem because her boyfriend's off this week and we give her a ride. I asked if I could bum a ride as well. I even offered to walk to her house so they wouldn't have to drive backwards. She asked her boyfriend about it, and he said he would, but he wanted $20 for the 2 days.
Wow.
I declined the offer and said I'd find my own ride. At work yesterday, she asked about my car. I told her I'd be getting it back Tuesday night after work, but that going forward, I'd like $30 a week, a third of my gas costs, if she wanted to ride with me. She was upset about this and said her boyfriend had only wanted money from me because by having me in the car, he was forced to drive straight home when he picked me up. I pointed out I'd been happy to drive straight home to help her out for over a year, and it probably wouldn't have killed him to show me at least some level of appreciation. Today, she said she'd no longer be riding with me after talking about it with her boyfriend. She said she felt disappointed with me for holding his actions against her and that I was being petty. A couple other coworkers told me throughout the day her boyfriend's just an a-hole and she doesn't really have a say at home, but overall agreed with me that it was a dick move. From my perspective, this dude directly benefits from me thanks to his girlfriend not needing a car of her own or spending a dime in travel, and my coworker should have defended me. Do you all think I'm being petty about this?
On the offset, I would say no. But it's not this. Her coworker, her friend, is the one caught in the middle because it sounds the ultimate a-hole here is the boyfriend.
No, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, but for her to say, you know, hey, your boyfriend's being a jerk, so I'm going to punish you for it. I do think she is being a little petty. I mean, if I was her, I'd be having a word with the boyfriend. I said, listen, I bail you out by taking her back and forth to work. Do you want to deal with it? Do you deal with it? You know, and then maybe after driving her back and forth to work a couple times, you'd be like, wow, you know, she's actually doing me a solid. Maybe I shouldn't be such an a-hole. But then again, that doesn't sound like his MO. It sounds like he's just an ass.
Sounds like he's just trying to be, you know, rather controlling, honestly. Like,
oh, yeah. That is for sure.
Go and make me that money, but don't inconvenience me in any way, shape, or form.
Right. I don't know. I think she is being a little petty, but I get it. I understand it.
Like, as someone, like, I've had over the years more than my fair share of issues with vehicles, as has the now wife, I guess. Mm-hmm. And it was never probably like, here, you know, use the car for the day, whatever. Like, I can do whatever I need to do from here. Like, we've always made it work, usually, yeah. Occasionally with the help of, you know, you or our esteemed comrade, James Tiberius Alt.
Right.
But, like, there hasn't been, like, I don't, like, demand money, like, when your car was down for that minute where I was taking you back. Like, I didn't demand money from you, and you never did for me. Like,
nope.
Especially when you're that close where you basically are within walking distance of each other's house.
Right.
It's like, I'm going there anyway. I don't care. Like, it's cool. Like, don't worry about it. Like, for this guy to be like, okay, I'm going to need $10 a day for you to show up at my house and go to work. Drop her off at work. That seems a bit excessive. I'm
agree.
Charging you $20 to drive from my house to my girlfriend's house, girlfriend's work.
Right, right. That's
like, is he charging the girlfriend too? Like, is he one of those guys? Well, like,
she's probably paying for it in other ways, man.
That's probably entirely accurate.
He's. I mean, he's just being a D-bag.
Yeah, he's absolutely being the a-hole here. Without a doubt. Yep. Like, that just, I hate that sort of, like, why be a jerk about it? Like, are you being petty? Yeah, totally. Is it justified? Abso-effing-lutely. There you go. I think we've solved that problem. You're Chevelle on Solid State Radio. Violent Femmes at Solid State Radio. Hey, we haven't made fun of Aaron Rodgers in a while. Want to do that again?
Oh, yes.
Now that he's actually officially on his new team and there's actually things going on there, now I don't feel bad about making fun of him. Let's go ahead and do it.
He's playing for the Jets. I mean, nothing like just like phoning it in now.
The jokes really write themselves at this point, I know.
Yeah, right.
But he's making headlines once again for all the wrong reasons. He was getting trashed by Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio the other day after he started crowdfunding for his next business venture.
Really?
So the 39-year-old QB is looking to accumulate $1.25 million via crowdfunding for his business startup, which did not sit well with many people, including NBC's Mike Florio. Quote, I'm just astounded by it. Why are you trying to raise $1.235 mil by begging strangers for money? Money for nothing. Donations. Crowdfunding. Fancy words for give me money, please. I have no problem with people seeking online support for their causes, but usually it's people who don't have a lot of money in the bank and are not entitled to $109 million over the next 2 years.
Right?
So he's partnering with actor Ryan Rotman, never heard of her next, to start the business venture online sports database that aims to be similar to IMDb, but for sports fans. They announced last week they'll be raising $1.25 mil via crowdfunding for their business venture. So dude's worth over $200 million. He's set to get $109 million in the next two seasons alone. And he's begging for money. Let that sink in for a moment.
Well, you know, we always think, oh, man, he's got more money than God. He should be fine. But usually a millionaire has millionaire expenses. But does that mean he should be going to the public with his hat in his hand? I wouldn't ask if it wasn't important.
Like, I know necessarily all those assets aren't all, or, you know, often tied up in other things or whatever, but also, if you're going to go beg the public, might I suggest you pull yourself up by your bootstraps?
Yeah, right.
And use the millions of dollars that you have?
Right.
Like, that's just ridiculous to me.
Well, 1 million is fine, but it's 1.25. Now we got a problem.
It's that last $250,000 that's just too much.
Yeah, the wife's going through the checkbook. Aaron, what happened to this $1.25 million?
I don't know, Snookums.
I don't think he's married anymore.
No.
Or actually, I don't know if he was.
Oh, we know where half that money's going then.
I don't know if he was married at all, because he was dating some like Hollywood actress of some sort.
Oh.
But to my knowledge now, he is not. So like that's just all on him. That's money I could be getting high out in the desert with, or hiding, you know, sealing myself up in a hyperbolic time chamber or whatever the hell.
He's gotten really weird.
Right. Like that's cutting into his ayahuasca fund or whatever. Like that's perfectly good money that could be spent in so many other places. I understand.
Yeah, right. I don't know.
Probably not, but
yeah, right. I just don't know. The idea of an IMDb.com kind of thing for athletes, I think that's great.
I mean,
I would utilize that, but I
yeah, mean, but doesn't that basically already exist?
Well, I mean, it,
like
for
literally
different
that's,
sports.
I see that's literally what the sports reference websites are, yeah. Essentially. Like, I like you're not like this isn't some like thing that doesn't already exist and hasn't existed for like you know a decade or more. Like this isn't some novel concept. Like these are literally the websites I look up when I'm doing most of my like research and show prep on this show.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, good luck if you think people are going to actually give you money to build another something that already exists. But
right, you know, people have been giving you money through tickets, jersey sales, paying you to play football. Just take some of that money.
Yeah, there you go. That seems fair. That seems entirely
reasonable.
You probably
got to pump $1.25 million just in your change thing in your console of your car.
Right, like you've already got more money than you know what to do with. Now here's this sounds like what you could be doing with it.
Yeah.
It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Solid State weather for the rest of the afternoon. Mostly sunny skies. Well, now that the wildfire stuff is allegedly cleared up. Well, for now anyway. High today getting up to around 81. Tonight, mostly clear with a low of 56. Still expect widespread areas of smoke and haze, reducing visibility at times. Tomorrow, partly cloudy in the morning, cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 85 and a low of 67. Then Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 89 and a low of 63. Right now, 77 in Flint, 79 in the Tri-City, 77 in lovely downtown Lapeer under partly cloudy skies. Go figure, man. Like, the first nice day we've had all week, and, like, it was still just hazy and smoky this morning. Like,
yeah.
Well, yeah, I thought it was supposed to be sunny today. What the hell gives? And it was just once you get past the wildfires. God, here's Coheed and Cambria. Your local alternative is Solid State Radio. Wolf Fallacy, your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck over there at the Hockey News Desk. I'm Sean Cantwell, and he looks like he's got something else over there, as a matter of fact.
Oh, well, I don't know if this is worth it or what, but apparently Toronto does. Toronto, the rumors are going on that Austin Matthews could get a 4 to 5 year deal worth around $13 million a year.
That seems like a rather large waste of money.
I think so. I mean, he's a dynamic player, absolutely, but he hasn't had, I mean, and he's Art Ross Trophy, Rocket Richard Trophy, sure. But, I mean, that you're spending a lot of money that you don't have and not getting the other players to put around him.
Right.
Didn't they not learn from last season?
This is the Toronto Maple Leafs, Adam. They don't learn. That's ridiculous.
Spending money like a sailor on shore leave. It's just getting crazy. I mean, as it is, they can't keep their top four. They're talking about having to trade one of them because they can't afford them. And now there's talks of 13. He would be the highest paid player, would he not?
I believe so, at least until McDavid's next deal comes up.
Just start printing more money.
Toronto doesn't have the cap space to do this. What are they thinking? Like, are they just putting all their eggs in the Austin Matthews basket and they're going to trade? Like, one of your big four is going to have to get traded away at that point, whether it's, you know, at that point Tavares or Nylander or Mitch Marner.
I think Nylander.
That's been the rumor for a while. Uh-huh. Like, you can't afford to keep all those guys under contract. Like, that's not how the salary cap works.
No, it isn't. You need to trade one of those four so you can afford to spend that money around. Get some other players, some other good role players.
Yeah.
But you're not learning. You just Toronto, sit down. Sit down what grown-ups are talking.
Again, it is Toronto. Like I said, they don't learn.
Yeah.
That's not a thing in their world. We already know this.
Unfortunately. Yeah, it looks like that's what's going on.
I've been saying that for years.
I don't know if there's a player out there that's worth $13 million, which is weird because in the other sports, it's like, would you pay $50 million for this player in football? No, it's a little too high.
Right. That is the difference with hockey. It's like in any other sport, $60 million seems a year seems entirely fair for this guy. Yeah. What? You want $6 million? Are you out of your goddamn mind?
Austin Matthews needs to have a GoFundMe page. Because living in Toronto is not cheap.
No, it certainly is not.
How many taxes are on? I bought one beer. How many taxes are on this goddamn thing?
All of them. All of the taxes, Adam. That's just how this works.
Yeah, right. I mean, it's not a cheap city. But
no, it's not.
He'll probably get it. I mean, and are you going to let? I mean, if that's what his agent is putting out there, are you going to tell Austin Matthews to take a hike?
Would I? Well, I'd be hard. I'd be hard pressed to do so. But I know Toronto's not going to.
No, they're not going to. He is the face of the franchise.
He's their Lord and Savior, and, or something.
Right. And Austin Matthews, we trust.
Basically, yeah.
So, yeah, and but I mean, I would have to pull him aside and say, "Listen, Matthews. First of all, love the Gomez Adams mustache, but
do you really though?
Yeah, well, you got to butter him up a little bit.
Fair.
You gotta let us.
You totally don't look like you should be on a list or anything.
Yeah, right. You want 15? You want what do you say? 13 million.
13 million.
We have 14 million in cap space, and we got to be able to put some people around you. You're not going to be able to play every shift, and you probably want some help, wouldn't you, buddy?
Unless you are going to play every shift, which is okay, fine.
Yeah, all right, Captain 13 mil. Get on the ice. What are you doing? Get on the bench. No, no room for you on the bench. Lock the door. Lock the door. Here he comes. Stay out there. Oh, my. Austin Matthews is averaging 60 minutes a game. He is tired. He's dry heaving in the corner. Now, that sound we heard in the upper deck, that was his hamstring breaking.
See, that's what happens when you go and when you all of a sudden decide, oh, you want $13 million. What do you think this is, the NFL or literally any other sports league?
Yeah, some kicker making $20 million a year going, jerk.
What a sucker.
I walk out on the field for about 2 minutes a game, kick the ball, and I get the hell out. Give me my money.
And I get paid twice as much as you do. Yeah.
They don't even give me a real helmet. It's just like one little bar on it.
Well, how much do you really need? I mean, really.
Right, right. It's not even a real helmet. It's made plastic. I hit the top of it, it makes a squeaky noise. If I push this button, candy comes out. And I make $20 million a year. You and your mustachioed peasant, you only make it $13 million.
Oh, poor, I really feel sorry for him. I do.
Yeah.
Except not really, like, at all. Here's Smashing Pumpkins at Solid State Radio. Blind Melon at your local alternative, Solid State Radio. What's going on? It is happy hour. He is Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell.
So, you know, the fast food game, it's a competitive one. A lot of fast food restaurants, they have to really up their game to get people to come into their establishment.
Oh, yeah.
Sonic and Espanola, New Mexico, found a way. A woman reported finding a bag of cocaine in a hot dog she ordered.
I mean, that'll definitely get some customers into your establishment.
In a court document, officers wrote that Celine Gonzalez got the hot dog Tuesday at the Sonic on South Riverside and discovered the bag after taking a bite. Police claimed testing confirmed it contained a gram of cocaine.
Okay. That's an interesting feature.
Yeah, one woman said after ordering food, I think that's pretty scary. We come here to get food for our families, and if a child found it, that it would have been pretty hard, pretty bad or deadly, or the kid would just, you know, really ride his bike really, really fast.
Also true.
I think we're finding out why those two guys were always at Sonic in the commercials.
Oh, God.
It's always just them. When they get a little creepy.
I mean, those are some of the worst of, like, all the fast food commercials, honestly.
Have you ever ate at a Sonic?
A couple times, and I probably wouldn't go back.
I can't say I've ever been to a Sonic.
You're not missing anything.
They're supposed to be their gourmet shakes or something like that.
I don't trust any restaurant whose, like, one claim to fame is, like, their fountain drinks. I don't trust that.
Especially like, here's a dill pickle one. Okay, yep, that's all I needed to hear. Nope, I'm out.
Yeah, you guys are weird. I'm out of here. Because like you'll notice, like, at no point is it ever about the actual food at this place. It's always about the drinks. I'm like, I could care less about the drinks. Do you make edible food or not? And as far as I can tell, the answer is no, they don't.
Yeah, you don't really say, oh man, they're... you don't hear them talking about anything, even their hot dogs, which are supposed to be really renowned for.
Oh, whatever. Like, if your place is renowned for your hot dogs, I already question you because, like...
You can't put a burger together?
Right.
But, yeah, cocaine. I mean, apparently, they're like, well... Oh, and the guy in the window at that Sonic,
mm-hmm.
he got arrested for cocaine possession.
No, really? I'm shocked.
I'm just a small town business owner running a franchise. I'm trying to get some business, and you guys are hassling me. Sir, you can't put cocaine in your hot dog.
Well, why not?
I thought this was America.
I thought that was America.
So, how do you, those two? Let's bring those two guys back for the commercial. Hey, how do you like your Sonic? I love it. Where's the? Give me another one of those shakes in the foundry. I gotta drive.
I got really bad in a hurry there. Oh, yeah. Good Lord! Like. I guess that'd probably be an incentive for people to go to that restaurant because Lord knows it's not anything else. But
yeah,
right. Wow.
Yeah, that's good. I'll take a hot dog, a slushy, and an 8-ball.
Right. That's a hell of a secret menu for you.
Check out their Yelp review. Oh, it was cut with baking soda. I am never going back. 1 out of 5 stars.
Would not recommend.
This couldn't get a fly high.
What are we even doing here, really?
No. I mean, that would make sense. I mean, as far as Sonics go, things named Sonic the Hedgehog, I could see him on cocaine.
Well, yeah, that just makes sense, because there's no way that Hedgehog would be that hyped up, sped up on for any other reason.
Yeah, I'm sure if you ever finish the game Sonic, you know, right before you get to the finish line, his heart just explodes. Ching, 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 ching.
Just a bunch of rings go flying all over the place.
Oh, good God, no. And there's Mario off to the counter. Pussy.
Oh, it is. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Stick around, why don't you? Solid state weather for the rest of the afternoon. Mostly sunny skies today. Only probably about a 60% chance of wildfire smoke blocking out the sun. High getting up to around 81 today. Tonight, you're looking at partly cloudy skies with about a 60% chance of smoke and haze with a low of 57. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy skies in the morning, giving way to clouds in the afternoon. A stray shower or thunderstorm possible. Or maybe wildfires will spread across the border. Who knows? High of 85, low of 67. Then for Friday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 89 and a low of 63. This is getting a bit ridiculous, is it not, though?
Yeah, very, very. I mean, if anybody on your betting board had wildfire smoke all summer long, you win.
Right. That's not exactly what I had predicted in my apocalypse bingo card, but, you know, it's what we got.
Michigan, you crazy.
Yeah, you sure are. 78 right now in Flint, 79 in the Tri-Cities, 77 in lovely downtown Lapeer under partly cloudy skies. Back to the music right now because we got time for a few more before Sessions. Here's Panic at the Disco at Solid State Radio. Happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge and turn things over to an hour of local original something or other here at 6 o'clock.
Yeah.
What was that?
My evil laugh.
They're all going to be stuck listening to Michigan made music. Like, what?
Right. So you're just, I'm on every dial on the channels. So don't, you're changing the channel is useless.
Didn't get the sentence out and be even better.
I'm just so happy. I'm just so diabolical.
This is his evil plan, apparently, folks. To take over the radio, not be able to talk, and bring you local original music.
Exactly.
So Sessions, of course, coming up next Friday. You've got a guest in studio or something.
Yeah, Blue Sky Riley. She's a youngin. She's only like 15 years old, but she's been releasing songs. She's been writing songs with Greg Stryker, Alan Turner, and stuff like that. She's quite a talent. We're looking forward to interviewing her.
That should be a fun time. As Adam continues his yearly tradition of whenever we do it in the 90s throwback takeover weekend, always booking a country band.
Well, we 4th of July, smack dab in the middle. It could have went either way, but... Yeah. So you found out I had Blue Sky Riley in there. I'm gonna book it this weekend just so I have something to bitch about.
Because it's the closest weekend to the 4th. The 4th's on Tuesday. We're gonna make the whole like Tuesday through the following Sunday the 4th of July weekend. That's fine. It doesn't matter. Power's gonna get knocked out during your show again anyway.
Right? That usually is the way, yeah.
It kind of seems that way, too. I don't know what it is, like, because last year, it was that week, like, we start to do the show, and then all of a sudden,
and
power goes out. And it's a really damn shame if you weren't able to listen to that show, because, I mean, he gave us all, he told us the cure for cancer.
He was a good guy. Good guy. He gave everybody his bank account number. That was really weird.
Live on the air, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Damn shame, because that's never going to happen again.
No. I mean, we didn't even have a chance to record it for Prosperity.
I know. That's the worst part of it. Like,
yeah.
He came prepared for all this, to do all this for you,
yep.
and this is what happens.
Of
course it is the annual throwback takeover weekend. We're kicking things off Wings 103 style Friday morning at 6 with Mitch Gill and the Morning Air Corps. Apparently, I hear Adam's going to be making an appearance during that, allegedly.
Allegedly.
So he says. So, oh, God, I got to be up at 6 in the morning. This sucks. Let's go back to bed.
when I'm not busted up with a foot.
You're already at work.
Yeah, right. I usually punch in at 6.
Yeah, there is that. But, you know, I don't know. I'll be there because, you know, someone's got to read the news. And yep. Do I trust Woody to do that? Also, someone's got to just make sure the place doesn't generally burn down, and then someone's, you know, there when Mitch inevitably doesn't show up until 6:30.
Hi, guys.
You guys are trying to do radio today.
Oh, yeah.
Check this out. I would have been here sooner, but I bought this at Goodwill.
Yeah.
Goodwill's not open at 6 in the morning. Okay, I may have broke into Goodwill.
They gave me my own key, man. Everything I'm wearing is from Goodwill, including my underwear.
They only cost me 25 cents. I feel like I should put Mitch Gill on the apology list.
Oh, we should. We need to put Sonic the Hedgehog on there.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. Sonic and Sonic the Hedgehog. That probably would be.
Yeah.
They probably earned it. I'm going to have a hell
Sonic
of a.
And the Sonic the Hedgehog. Yeah, we got to do that. Aaron Rodgers? Nah.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers doesn't get a. I mean, I guess if I have to. Probably should bother with Austin Matthews, though.
Yeah.
As we were making fun of his Gomez stash yet again.
Kickers. For make it sound like their helmet wasn't real. And dispense candy.
You mean to tell me it doesn't?
I don't know. I've never seen a kicker get hit.
I've seen a kicker lay out a hit or two before, though.
Yeah, I've seen Jason Hansen have to make a tackle. It's like, come on, you a-holes.
Come on, I'm already the leading point scorer on this team. Help me, work with me a little here, would you?
I got to do everything around here. Come here.
You do really got that
kind
of...
The coaches is like, did you guys just see the kicker do your job?
What are we doing here?
I'm throwing the clipboard down. And then I'm going to pick it back.
Embarrassing.
He's got to do everything around here. I'm throwing my clipboard down. Hansen, pick that up. Hansen, bring me a drink.
Jeez. On that note, stick around. Sessions is up next. All being well, we'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya.